Blog Talk Radio.
This month is moving on, and certainly God is in the blessing business. I want to say again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. Of course, you guys know I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and certainly I want to thank each and every one of you that have sacrificed your time to be on the line this morning. We're going to go right into our lesson, but before I go into my lesson, you know, it is my custom to talk about what's going on with the ministry. I want to let you know that registration is now going on, is open. Classes will start next week, next Thursday. Those classes will be on the line. They will be taking place, certainly via Blog Talk Radio, as my Saturday morning shows. They just will be a little bit longer, and the lines will be open up for discussion. If you have not gotten any information from me, just text me your email at 309-750-7584, and certainly I will get that information to you because you have to register so that you can know number and the codes and all that to log into the classes. I want to thank each and every one of you that met me at Redeeming Grace on March 24th. I was glad to see your faces, and certainly your prayers help the Lord work and move through me. So I want to again say thank you to all those that prayed for me and all those that met me at Redeeming Grace on last Sunday at 4 p.m. I will be performing the seven last words of Christ with Greater Victory Christian Fellowship Church with my father. He sings it all the time, but I have decided to sing this moving cantata with him, and that will take place on April the 13th at 6:30 at the West Point Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3556 South Cottage Grove. The event is free, so come and hear us. It starts promptly at 6:30. I would love to see you. If you come, just let me know you're there. You heard me on Blog Talk, and I'm coming to say God bless you. If you have any more information, or if you need any more information regarding anything that I've have talked about in my announcements, you know how to give me a call at 309-750-7584. So we have been talking about, let's get into the lesson, shall we? This month, again, I want to say that this month is certainly moving out the way, and April is around the corner. Tomorrow will be the last day in March, and Monday starts April 1st. And we're getting ready for to celebrate Christ and the fact that he died and he rose again for us. But this month, all of this month, we have been dealing with the subject matter of God's power to help hurting people. We started out, and you know it's my custom to kind of review my lessons at the last Saturday in the month. So we started out with standing in the day of adversity. We started out with Proverbs 24:10, talking about if thy faith in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Certainly, and I want to thank missionary Terry Rogers who presented this lesson to you guys. And we talked about what adversity is and the hardship and the fact that God takes us through trials and tribulations to make us better. Then we talked about identifying the pit and the fact that there's a pit experience to take you to the kingdom, to the palace. And we talked about Joseph and his experience and how his brothers set him up. But the Lord had a plan for him. And we need to understand that God has a plan for us. Even in the midst of our trials, even in the midst of what we're going through, God has a plan for us. And then I talked about surviving trauma. And I talked about that because certainly we are in a day and time where we're dealing with such a traumatic events in our lives. And people don't quite understand why the Lord will allow me to go through these problems. Why would the Lord allow me to have to deal with the death of my son? Why would the Lord give me to deal with the fact that I've been paralyzed or natural disasters? I kissed my husband. He left from work, but he never made it because he was killed on the way to work. So we are faced with situations that are so traumatic for us. And Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 6, and we talked about especially how God deals with us and how he's there and how he cares for us. And verse 3 talked about to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We don't understand why situations happen to us, but we can be reassured that this world, that the enemy is walking around trying to create as much havoc as he most possibly can. And he's doing it in such a way that he is just bombarding us with problems and events that seemingly will take us out. But God has not forsaken us, nor has he left us. He's right there in the midst of our trials and our tribulations. He's right there to give us peace. He's right there when we're crying to wipe away our tears, to give us that garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And certainly, if anybody have experienced God coming in, when you know you should have been taken out, when you know that things had gotten so bad, that God showed up on your behalf, and when God showed up, hallelujah, he showed up with a cure. He showed up with a remedy. He showed up with something that will give you relief. It might be joy. It might be that person that's opened up the door and giving you comfort. But God showed up in the midst of trouble, because we talked about adversity. So the theme had been God's power to help us. God is a God that will help us through no matter what the problems that we're going through. We're living on this earth. When Satan was kicked out of the kingdom of heaven, he was reduced to walking around in this earth. Now, I want you to know that God is still in control, but Satan certainly is walking around and trying to oppress, depress, and oppress the people of God. Hallelujah. That brings me to the fourth lesson we talked about, and we talked about binding the strong man of fear. We talked about this. Now, when we're dealing with fear, now the scripture which I want to give you today is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind." Satan tries to make us fearful. He tries to create situations and emotions and with the disasters and with the violence going on in our neighborhood, driving. You see the news. And I have just told myself that in the month of April, I'm just going to challenge anybody that want to come with me, that I'm going to turn off the news, because the news has gotten to the point where all you see is traumatic events. All you see are things that make you fearful. And I'm seeking the Lord. I'm seeking to go higher with him, because he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power that works in me. I've got to have a deeper relationship. I've got to be armed accordingly. And when you go out your house, you've got to ask God to arm you. God, put the whole armor upon me. Hallelujah, that I may stand in this last and evil day. Now, Ephesians 6 and 12, go home and read it. It talks about the principalities. It talks about what we're facing, that this is not a flesh and blood battle, but it's a spiritual battle connected supernaturally. So the fear, the spirit of fear, and that's what Satan tries to do. There's so many concepts. There's so many titles that fear have: the fear of falling, the fear of heights, the fear of punishment, the fear of criticism, the fear of insanity, the fear of evil, torment, clinging fear, frightened, made fearful, dread, fainted heart, trembling, fearful of heart, hasty heart, unbelief, no faith, to be timid, faithlessness, to be afraid, frightening things. But the scripture says, in the midst of all these, now, what I didn't say on last week, and I'm going to get to the topic because I chose the topic of rejection, but the Lord wants me to deal a little bit more with the spirit of fear. And we look at this spirit, uncourageous. And if anybody got the scripture this morning for your devotions, if you read the scripture, and I want to encourage you, if you don't, to get up in the morning and find that devotional scripture. It talked about being courageous, being courageous. And certainly fear will make you uncourageous. Fear will make you sit and keep your mouth closed when the Lord says move forward. Fear will keep you from doing that project or going into business because you're fearful. You fear, there's so many phobias, the fear of snakes, the fear of small spaces, the fear of this, the fear of that. But God has said, I am with you, and you can do all things. Hallelujah. The enemy comes with the spirit to make you a coward, the spirit of slavery to fear, the fear of loss. And we talked about the fear of loss of a spouse, the fear of losing children, the fear of future, the fear of tomorrow, the fear of poverty, the fear of betrayal, insecurities, inferiority, fear of intimacy. So here the devil is trying to create a pattern to make you stop, to hinder your progress in Christ Jesus, because the scripture says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So if we are to stand on the scriptures to know that God is there in the midst of what we go through, yeah, we go through some problems. But the Bible says that our life and our, if the Lord is directing our lives, if our footsteps are ordered by the Lord, there are going to be some situations that I'm going to go through that you're not going to go through. But God is the same God for me that he is for you, meaning there's nothing that you encounter in this world that God has not prepared you for and that God would not take you through, because God is just that kind of a God. So I don't have to be fearful. I don't have to be captured or be limited by my fears, but I can know that I have the power. God has given me the power to be set free. God has given me the power to walk in his authority. And because we are new creatures, because we've got a relationship with Christ, Yeah, we got a relationship with Christ. If you don't, I want to encourage you to say, Father, forgive me of my sins. I want a relationship with you. Because the only way we're going to last today is having a relationship with Christ, because Satan is going to get worse. I'm going to say that again. Satan is going to get worse because he knows that his time is limited. Christ Jesus is on the way back. The Bible speaks of these things. The Bible speaks of this time. The Bible says that we're going to have rumors of wars. We have, look at the leadership that we have. The enemy is rising and taking authority and standing against the word of God. But it's still some saints that know how to pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've got excited, y'all. There's still some of us that know how to pray and know our authority in Christ Jesus. Every spirit that presents itself that's not of the word of God, we can cast it down and send it back to the lake of fire. The spirit of fear, we can bind it in the name of Jesus. You will not allow me to have the spirit of fear, but God has given me power. He's given me love, and he certainly has given me a sound mind to know how to walk upright with you. That was last week's lesson. And certainly, if you missed the Saturday, last Saturday, just go back. Go back and listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. They're there for you to hear and there for you to review. Now, Dr. Kerry, what do you have this week for us? Well, in line with the spirit of fear, I just want to talk about the spirit of rejection. Yeah, the spirit of rejection. Now, we want to be loved. We want to be in a relationship because God has called us to be in relationships. But Isaiah 53:3 says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hide as if were our faces from him, hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Now I'm going to go on down to Luke 10:16. We're going right into April. We're going right into the spirit or Easter. We've already been in the Lent season. And certainly some of you have sacrificed and said, I'm going to give away or do, especially those Jews who celebrate Lent and those to celebrate, certainly give up different events on preparing themselves for Easter and the crucifixion of, the Catholics in a way, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the fact that he rose on the third day. So when we get Luke here, we get Luke 10:16, really says the same thing almost. He that hears you hears me, and he that despised you despised me. Well, a little different. And he that despised me despised him that sent me. So when we're looking at rejection, and certainly everybody has felt the spirit of rejection, everybody at some point has felt like somebody rejected them. Now, the definition is the act of throwing away, the act of casting off or forsaking, refusing to accept a grant. Act of rejecting, or the state of being rejected. If we be truthful with ourselves, again, we have felt that. We felt like somebody has literally rejected us, our loved ones, our friends, if we don't spend time or whatever the event, they rejected us. If we wanted to have a relationship, and try to cultivate a relationship, we have been and just kind of that person just kind of slides you off to feeling of rejection. When, and this is the perception, when a person perceives that they don't receive love, acceptance, affirmation, or approval, this perception can be real or imagined, or a combination of the roots of all emotional hurts, nursed, harbored, meditated on, giving the enemy an open door also to inviting anger and bitterness to set up camp. So when you get the feeling of rejection, when you feel like, and certainly we're dealing with hurt, and give an example, if you in church and you are doing all you know what to do and it seems like you're not being perceived or you get hurt, then the enemy tries to create a doorway for bitterness and anger. You see young people, young men acting out in anger because the ultimate issue is at some point that individual feels like they have been rejected. When you get a person and you see a person that's acting out in anger, now that's just a symptom of the underlying issue. Now the underlying issue will be rejection. I've been rejected before, and especially African-American men, and we have been talking about, and we see the shootings, and we see the African-American man that went to work and shot up the facility after being informed he had been fired. And so many African-Americans, or when you look at the various comedians on TV, would get up and stand up and say, you know, if I get fired, and that's rejection, then this is what I would do to respond. Again, feeling of rejection, the door opens up for the enemy to come in, and the enemy comes in with anger, and then that person or that individual, that those feelings. Mm-hmm. Now, the feeling of bitterness, also by rejection. Now, it's a spirit that the enemy has to keep us from reaching the potential that God wants us, or where God wants us to be. Now that spirit will make us believe a lie. If we continue in that rejection, fear. Did I just talk about fear? And that's why I want to highlight on fear, because I knew I was coming with the spirit of rejection. Rejection will create fear. It will create unbelief. It will create jealousy. It will create envy. It will create judging and trying to justify yourself. And it will turn into sin. Of course, all of these emotions are sin when you allow them to manifest themselves. We talked about the fact that God allows, if God is working it out for us, if we are trying to get to the next plateau with Christ Jesus, and we're striving to be in a relationship with Christ. And certainly there we have so many imperfections, so many things that we've gone through, so many hurts, so many traumas, and certainly none of us is exempt from trauma. And those issues, those feelings, those emotions will start manifesting themselves if we don't put our minds and our bodies on the altar and God, and say like David in Psalms 51, God created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. And 51 talks about search me, Lord, and take out. Psalms 139 talks about it. I think it's verse 23 or 24. But it talks about search me, Lord. And see, David said, search me, Lord. because he knew that there's stuff in him that will make him a really bad person. And in essence, if you look at it, he kind of did bad things. Uh-huh. Y'all research David. You know, give you a little example. He should have been probably in war, and he was on his rooftop, and he saw somebody look good, and mm-hmm, you know the story. He was a murderer. Mm-hmm. He was an adulterer. Mm-hmm, you know. But God said he was a man after his own heart, to say that those sins that he committed did not, God forgave him of those sins, but there were consequences. So when we look at rejection, when we look at scriptures like John 12:41, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts and be converted, and I shall hear them. So many people today are walking in rejection from old wounds. And we talked about old wounds, old abuses, family dysfunctions, rejection as a child, thinking that our parents should have done something they did not do. And I said that rejection can be something that I perceive. It's an emotion. It's an emotion that I feel. Emotional wounds that have not been cleansed and have now become spiritual wounds, growing the fruit of Satan. Hallelujah. I want to give a few because the time is winding on. But when we look at the fruits of rejection, rejection attacks our self-esteem and our purpose in life. I told you about that fear. When we feel rejected, when we feel like somebody has stepped on us, when we feel like we cannot do it, then when that scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, I say, I can't believe the word because I feel rejected, and I've tried to do it before, and when I did it before, looked like I couldn't do it. Now, what's different now? But God is saying that you can do, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. We've got to go before the throne of grace, the throne of God, and say, God, you search me. You take out everything that's not like you. Everything, every root, every spirit, everything, every situation, every problems that I've had, everything. God, you search me. And the Bible has to search us because God has created us so that we have put that stuff in the back of our unconscious and we don't remember it, but our body does. There's a smell. If there's an area that we go through where something bad has happened to us and we hit that area, and then after leaving that area, look like you feel depressed, look like you feel fearful, because there's something, an issue that needs to be addressed and that you need to take it to the throne to say, God, heal me. That spirit of fear that leads to rejection. Those spirits, rejection will smother our joy and our salvation. And certainly, we're sitting up in our congregation with wounds, and we don't want to go forth because we say, well, God has not called me for that. God said that you're an ambassador, that you're a soldier. If we're soldiers, we are to proclaim God's word to a dying world. The spirit wants to isolate, the spirit of rejection wants to isolate its victims. It wants you to believe that this is who you are and it's part of your personality. Wants you to say it's not important because you are going to a shell and not express yourself, and it will keep you from listening to God. God said, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ, which strengthens me. That means that nothing that I have experienced in this lifetime should not keep me from growing stronger in the Lord. I don't know why this has happened. I don't know why this trauma has happened to me. I don't know why I'm going through this situation, but I know that it's only a test. It's a test. It's a test because God is yet on the throne. And I know that he's going to bring me out. He's going to bring me through. And he has got something for me. You know, last Sunday, I brought a word, and the title of that word is, Lord, please make me better. And certainly when I was given that assignment, the Lord brought James Cleveland's song to my remembrance. It's an old song back in the 70s, you know, that we sung in the choir when we were singing in the choir, praise the Lord, that said, please make me better, Lord. If it takes all the worldly things from my life, please make me better. And we have to understand that we want better. We want to have a better relationship with Christ Jesus. We're striving. We've got to, saints. We've got to, people of God. We've got to run after Christ with everything we've got because the enemy is running havoc in this world. And the older saints are moving off the scene. And those prayer warriors, those people that interceded, those older individuals that got on their knees, oh, Jesus, I need you to come through, Lord. Help us, Lord. And because they're moving off the scene, we have to take up the wailing for our nation, for our block. And if we've gone or walked through a situation of trauma, if we walk through a situation of pain, it's a reason, and that reason is for us to be a testimony of who God is, the strength of God. I don't look like what I've been through. Let me tell you what I've been through so that you can understand who my God is. Hallelujah. He's not some penny-ante person that don't have power. Hallelujah. People are trying to relegate our God to a God that don't have power. And our God has power. Those that stand on his word can speak a thing. And when we speak it, it happens because the power of God. Hallelujah, because of, I talked about it, the power arm of God, that Holy Spirit that set the stars and the moon and the earth in place. Hallelujah, I got to stop, y'all, I got to stop. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you, God, for the word that you're giving your people. I thank you for speaking power. I thank you for the fact that we're standing on the word. And Father God, forgive us of our sins. I bind of fear. I speak to every adversary that's walking in the saints' life right now. God, give them a mind to understand that you're right there with them. Give them a mind to understand that they are powerful. Speak in the name of Jesus. Every caller that has called, every caller that has touched and agreed with me, I speak healing. I speak deliverance. All those that are hurting right now, I speak joy for the spirit of heaviness right now in the name of Jesus, that we might be trees of righteousness, that our roots might run deep in the ground to magnify you. Because God, you are good God. You are loving God. You have paid the price when you died on the cross. You went to hell and backwards. And when you came back from hell, you had the keys. And you've allowed us to have those keys to speak those things that is not as though they are. I cast down every foul spirit of rejection and fear in the mind of your people right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. God, you've given us not the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, of love, and a sound mind. That means that our mind can worship you, that our mind understands who you are, that our mind will be stayed on you in the name of Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We thank you, God, that we're going to elevate our minds to speak the word, to see you as who you are, to walk in your anointing, to walk in your power, to walk in that authority that you have given us, even to speak truth to power. In Jesus' name, we pray. We thank you, God, for deliverance. Thank you, God, for delivering everyone under the sound of my voice and those that have been on this line. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you, God, for the power to help those that's hurting. We thank you, God, because in our experience, where you have healed us from, you have given us that power to be somebody else's help, to help this dying world that do not understand that God is still yet in control. We even bind self-rejection. We bind every force. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you that has been on the line. This is Dr. Carey. My telephone number is 309-750-7584. If there's something that you want to see or hear or question in reference to the lesson, please, please give me a text. And I want to leave you with this statement. We are conquerors because of the sacrifice that Jesus has made for us. We have an advocate with the Father, God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who died for us and now sits on the right hand with God. We're going into the Easter. We're going into April. We're going into celebrating, and I'm going to say I'm not resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. And certainly we celebrate it every day because we live through a resurrected Savior. And certainly I want to thank again each and every one of you that's on the line. I will see you on next Saturday with a new and exciting series. And again, I want to thank one more shout out. I want to thank Missionary Terry Rogers, that is our guest host, and certainly you will be hearing from her again in April. So tune in. We're going to have more exciting lessons. We're going to have a different theme, and God certainly will show up, and he will show out. God bless. See you next week. Bye-bye.